Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Chad Kozer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chad is the co-author, along with Jeff Kozer. That's right. Same last name. They just happen to be father and son. We've had a lot of parent-child authors on this show before, a number of them. And so this is another one. Their book is called Selling to Zebras. And as I told you earlier, folks, I've been telling you about zebras for a long time. I just wasn't calling them that. Chad and Jeff have come up with this term, and we're going to get him to talk to us about it. Chad, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and I just want to clear the air. Jeff and I actually have different fathers, so that'll account for many of the differences.
Okay. There you go. Hey, Chad... Let's talk about zebras. Now, for a long time, I have been I've been talking to my audience about making sure that they know who their customers are. Making sure, in fact, one of the most dramatic ways I've been saying this is I've been telling them to thank Walmart when Walmart comes to town, when the big boxes come to town, to actually thank them for coming to town. Because, and here's why. The people who want to do business on price were never going to be their prospect anyway. They were never going to be a customer anyway. So why waste our time with those people, and Walmart gets them out of our hair so we can focus on just those people who really want what we want? What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right on target. With someone like a Walmart, they take care of all the people that want to haggle on price because that's the way they sell, like you said, but that clears the air for you to do business with the customers that have a true appreciation for the value that your customization or that your high-quality level of service or your higher-quality product provides. Not that Walmart doesn't sell some nice stuff, but it certainly doesn't cater towards that customized, value-based selling approach that a small-town shop or even a big city specialty shop can provide to their customers. That's a great analogy.
Right. No, and see that's the attitude that I think is important to get across. And I've been telling people for a long time, the price war is over and we lost. And so if you're a lot of times small business owners, Chad, get the idea that the phone book is their prospect list. And the phone book is not even your suspect list. The phone book is just you know, the people who live in your area. The only people who are going to do business with you are the people who see value in what you have. And Chad, the thing that happens is too many times in our marketing, in our advertising, in our sales approach to the marketplace, we try to blanket the world, and the truth is that's a lot of wasted time, and that's what you guys talk about in your book Selling to Zebras.
That's exactly right. That's what a zebra is, Jim. You it sounds like your listeners have been hearing that message from you for some time now, and we put a great buzzword on it.
I think we want
zebra to be to sales like Google is to search, or
Kleenex
is to tissue, you know.
Right. So a zebra is your perfect profile customer. A zebra is your wheelhouse. They're your charmed quirk of customers, aren't they?
They're the only customers that you should, or the only prospects that you should pursue. That's right. And they are your charmed customers. That's where you learn out what your zebra is, by looking at, you know, your installed base customers and finding the ones that have truly achieved the value of your solution or of your good or of your service.
Well, and if you advertise to the world, if you try to blanket the world with advertising, and you get a bunch of people walking into your store, and you get all excited because you've had all this traffic today, but most of them walked out without doing anything, well, all you've done is wear out the carpet in your shop. and took up parking space for people who, you know, who knows how many of those tire kickers that just heard about you, who knows how many of them took up a parking space that a zebra, you know, just drove on by because they couldn't get in. You know, don't you have to declare to really understand about the zebras? Don't you have to declare, okay, this is what we do. These are the people who use what we sell. These are the people we're going to try to curry favor with. What do you think?
You have to have a perfect understanding of that, and that should be the only thing that you pursue. If you spend time, let's look at a more complex sales cycle, or what we call a buying cycle example. Let's say you finish second place in that sales cycle that you spent 3 months pursuing, and there's nothing worse than finishing second place, not only because of how it feels, because you almost got there, but because you spent just as much trying to win that deal as your competitor did who won that deal, but there's no reward for you at the end of the tunnel.
Yep.
So it's costly to pursue the wrong customers, like that example states, but also, like you state, the opportunity cost of having that parking spot filled by someone who's not going to buy from you, you know, is huge, because that's where your zebra could be parking.
Many decades ago, Chad, I was introduced to the concept of a China egg. And a China egg is something that farmers have used for centuries to put in the nest of their chickens. See, a hen will quit laying eggs. If you take all of the eggs out of her nest, she'll quit laying. But if you leave an egg in there, she'll think she's still got something to work with, and she'll keep laying eggs. But if you leave a real egg in the nest, you never know exactly which one's the old egg and which one's the new one. It's to rotate them. So what our farmers got smart, and they put a China egg in the nest, and they always could tell the China egg was different, but the hen couldn't, and so she would keep laying, and you'd always have fresh eggs. But there's something we know about China eggs, Chad. They never hatch.
I like that.
And so the opposite of a zebra is a China egg.
It is the opposite of a zebra. And it's one that you can try to hatch or bring to maturity all that you want to. It's just never going to happen, like you said.
And the reason why I think it's important to point that out is because you guys have very ingeniously come up with a name for our perfect customers. And that helps us to look at somebody and say, whoa, that's a zebra. But it's also important for us to look at somebody who's taken a lot of our time, costing us a lot of money maybe, not allowing us to make a profit if they are doing business with us. And we need to point out to ourselves, that's a China egg. I'm going to let that one go somewhere else. We're going to get Chad to talk to us some more about this on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The book is called Selling to Zebras. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Chad Kozer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's co-author along with somebody he knows fairly well, Jeff Kozer. You know him pretty well, don't you, Chad?
I know him very well. We've had a close relationship my entire life.
You've kind of known him all your life, haven't you, Chad?
That's right, from day one.
And so the two of them are the co-authors of Selling to Zebras, How to Close 90% of the Business You Pursue Faster, More Easily, and More Profitably. Tell us where it's available. Give us the website, too.
Well, our website is www.sellingtozebras.com, and you can actually click on the cover of the book and follow the link to Amazon.com, where you can purchase the book. Also
right.
Available at Barnes & Noble's and other bookstores and airports.
And wherever fine books are sold.
That's right, wherever fine books are sold. If they don't have it, they can get it for you.
And then there's that one place maybe where they're not so fine. Okay, Chad, let's talk about power. In your book, you guys reference the term power a lot. Why is power in zebras important?
Power is the individual at your zebra that will make the decision to buy from you. They're also the individual that owns the reason to buy from you, which means that they're responsible for the value created when you solve pinpoint issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that always comes back to a single individual, and it's your job when targeting zebras as a salesperson or as a lion, as we like to call salespeople, to figure out who that individual is.
Well, and I like the fact that you're using that word, because I use that word a lot myself. I tell small business owners, Chad, that they have more power than they realize. And there's power in the technology that we use. We have technology at our fingertips now for $39 a month that General Motors spent $50 million on 20 years ago for a lesser product. I mean, we've got incredible power. We have brand power. We have the power today to understand what you and Jeff talk about in the book, about the concept of understanding that everybody is not your prospect. You need to find those prospects and go after them. And what I think is very important about what you guys talk about is make sure that your salespeople are not messing around with a bunch of China eggs that are never going to hatch. Make sure that they're focusing their time on closing, servicing the zebras you have, and learning how to identify tomorrow's zebras from the herd. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And the other side of that is that you'll have all your salespeople, your entire team, using a common language and pursuing a common goal. And you know, what's the value of everyone speaking the same language?
Yeah.
And the value of knowing that at the end of a quarter, that, you know, when you've been pursuing your zebras, you're going to close 90% of the business that you're pursuing. We use a tool called the Push Button Zebra to evaluate, you know, how good of a prospect that zebra is. And when they call,
how do you do that? How would you evaluate? Give us your definition of how to evaluate a zebra.
Our definition of how to evaluate a zebra is actually based on a tool we call the Push Button Zebra, like I just mentioned. It's seven simple questions, and they rank on a level from 1 to 4. And you evaluate the prospect based on those seven characteristics. And if they score, if they have, like I said, a threshold score of 23 out of 28, you can be 90% sure that you're going to close that business that quarter. So your forecasting accuracy improves. You know, your efforts are targeted. And incidentally, we give all of our tools away for free, and that's one of them that we give to any of our readers, anyone who wants to use it.
Thank you.
Available right on our website.
On behalf of my audience, we thank you for that.
That was our goal with writing this book, to bring it to the masses.
Well, the thing that we've all got to focus on more as we head off into these uncertain times that we're in right now, Chad, that we're going into, we've all got to make sure that we spend the time we have on that activity that produces the highest percentage results. And we've got to make sure that we're going to need to get up. We can't turn any business away. I don't mean to say that. We're not going to be able to be too picky about where the business comes from in the future. But at the same time, we've got to be a lot smarter about how we spend our time, and that we recognize that there are people out there who are more our customers and less our competitors' customers, and spend time on those guys. But not only spend time, I think it's important we point out, not only spend time finding them and selling to them, but we also have to love them up after we sell them too, don't we? We have to take care of those zebras.
That's exactly right. Your best customer is, or your best prospect is a customer that you already have. It always costs less to keep that customer than it does to pursue a new one, and the benefit that your organization receives is always higher from an existing customer.
What about getting your zebras to help you find other zebras? Referrals.
Well, that's word of mouth is always the best way to generate new business. And the concept that you were describing, we've got another key phrase that we use in our process, or as part of our process. It's called force success. Ensuring that your existing customers, after you sell to them, achieve the value that you promised them.
Absolutely. Deliver on what you promise. Hey,
right.
Chad, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. I'd love to.
Bring the Jeffmeister with you when you come back. We'll have some fun, all three of us.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. The book is called Selling the Zebras, ladies and gentlemen, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.